evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Leo Cleary, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parker Curtis.
Business is sure to be quiet lately. You know, business is be a funny thing. I mean, you always got some kind of a shortage in business. During the war, we had plenty of customers, but it was a big shortage of food. Now you got plenty of food and a big shortage of customers. Maybe people don't be eating so much now because the price of food is so high. But I seen in the papers what food prices is be coming down. Yeah, they sure are. Yes, sir, if food prices keeps coming down the way what they are in about 4 or 5 years, they should only be about 200% above normal. Oh, here's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Oh, my God.
Betty, you know, you frightened me coming in just now the way what you did.
I frightened you?
Yeah, I thought you was a customer. Yeah, it's so long since I've seen a customer in here, I wouldn't know how to act.
Oh, isn't it the truth, Parker? Yeah. Say, what's happened to all our business anyway?
I don't know, Betty. You would think that all the people who used to eat here got poisoned or something. Say, maybe they did.
Well, Parky, I was just thinking that if we could pull a few stunts, that might get some people in here.
Stunts? What kind of stunts?
Well, we should do something altogether different around here. Something that we've never done before.
Look, Betty, after 21 years, I'm not going to start to put clean tablecloths on the table now.
No, Parky, I'm serious. Have you ever thought about meal tickets?
I sure have. I wish I knew where I could get one right now.
Hey, wait a minute, Parky. How about starting a new policy where people can come in here and eat all they want for a certain price, say, 75 cents?
No, that's not been no good, Betty. I tried that idea out years ago once. I put a big sign in my window, all you could eat for 45 cents. Everything was okay until one day a big fella came in. He ate everything I had in the restaurant. Then he started to eat the napkins.
Napkins?
Thought it was white meat.
Well, that was terrible.
That was nothing. He scared me to death.
He scared you? Well, how'd he scare you?
When he finished the napkins, he started to look me over.
Oh, well, Parky, I certainly hope things pick up around here. If not, I'm afraid that one of these days I'll be meeting you over at the bankruptcy court.
Yes.
Oh, that man in booth number 3, I think he should be ready for his dessert.
Look, Betty, don't rush him. He's the only customer who's been here all day, and it's nice to have company. Okay, I'll go over and see what he wants. Yes, sir, you're going for to have some dessert?
No, thanks. Say, it's none of my affair, but I couldn't help overhearing you complain just now about your business.
Yes, business is sure be rotten, and I couldn't figure out the reason why.
Why, it's very simple. Hmm? You're on the wrong side of the street.
I'm on the wrong side of the street?
Sure. You should be right over there where that other restaurant is, across the way there.
I should?
Why, certainly. That's the best side of the street. Huh? All the people walk on that side. In the first place, it's shady over there.
Yes.
Not only that, but on that side, you've got your parking lot, your post office, your drugstore, your theater, and the bus stop.
Hey, you know something? You're right.
Well, sure I'm right.
Yes.
You never see a soul on this side of the street.
No.
Well, just look at it over here. It's deserted. Yeah. Nobody ever comes over here. Yes, sir, this side of the street is completely lost. Might just as well not be here.
Yeah, you know something? I was just thinking how lucky I am to be able to find this place for the last 21 years every morning.
Well, sure. Mm. The right location means everything to a business. Mm. Why, do you know, in New York City, right in Times Square, a man opened a restaurant and he paid $100,000 a foot for that location.
$100,000 a foot?
Mm-hmm.
How could any restaurant afford him to spend that kind of money?
Well, his restaurant's only 3 feet wide.
3 feet wide? How can he do business in a narrow place like that?
Well, he only serves spaghetti.
See.
Yes, sir, you've got to get the right location.
Yes.
Where would F.J. Buskirk be today without his location?
F.J. Buskirk? I never heard of him.
That's what I mean. He has a very bad location. Yes, sir, where you belong is in that restaurant right across the street.
Yes.
And, mister, are we alone? I mean, I don't want anybody to hear us.
Don't worry, we're alone. I've been alone here for the last 6 months.
Well, I'm in the real estate game.
Game?
And I think I can get that location for you.
You could? You mean that restaurant across the street is going out of business?
No, but leave it to me. You see, the man who owns that place over there isn't very smart.
Yes.
I think I can talk him into moving out of there and going somewhere else.
Oh, my, that would be wonderful. If you could get him for to move out, not only would I be able for to move over there to the best side of the street, but I would also be getting rid of a competitor.
Mister, now you're cooking.
Yeah, and it sure feels good to got a little cooking around here. Say, I you really think what you could get that fella for to move out?
Well, of course, we'll have to buy out his lease.
Oh, got to buy out his lease.
Yeah. Say, why don't you give me your check for $1,000 right now, and I'll take it over and wave it in his face.
Hmm?
Boy, that should get him terribly excited.
$1,000 will get him excited? Look, why don't you just wave a $10 bill in his face? Maybe all what he needs is a little stimulation, you see?
Yeah.
Yes. No, but you're right. I'll tell you that right now. That's where my restaurant belongs, right over there. Yeah, that's be my trouble. I'll be on the wrong side of the street. Yeah. Say, see if you could get that place for me. Yeah, here's my check for $1,000.
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing All the Things You Are. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. More Americans than ever before are now using the nation's hospitals. As a result of public education programs, people are paying more attention to their ailments than in past years. But now the hospitals are hard pressed. They can't get enough nurses to keep up with the steadily rising number of patients. It's true that the number of nurses in the United States has been on the increase, and now it's higher than ever before. Still, many more nurses are needed immediately to meet current and future demands. Besides the hospitals, industry and the armed forces must have more nurses. To meet this increased need for graduate nurses, more girls must enroll this year as student nurses. Girls and young women, high school graduates and college students of good health and character, are needed and are needed badly. Here's a wonderful opportunity for you girls just graduating from high school. If you're a young woman looking around for a good career, find out more about the advantages of nursing. Advantages that will pay off in more education and fascinating work, and at the same time, help the nation's health. Go to your nearest hospital as soon as you can. They'll give you all the details. And now back to Meet Me at Parkey.
My, it's sure going for to be hard for me for to leave this place after I've been here for 21 years. Sure going for to miss it. Well, if I do, I could always look over here. I'd just be across the street. Because after I get over there, I'll be so busy waiting and all the customers wouldn't have no time to look over here. Oh, here comes the little lady from the sewing circle. Well, come right in, lady. Glad for to see you. How are you today? Won't you sit down?
No, thanks.
Yes.
If you don't mind, I'll just stand. Yes. I'm so tired.
What are you so tired from?
Oh, I'm moving, you know.
You're moving? Where are you moving to?
I'm going to live with my sister.
Oh, where does your sister live?
She's moving in with me.
Yes. Parkie, but I thought you said what you was moving.
I am.
Oh?
To make room for my sister, I have to move from my bedroom into the living room.
I see. Where did your sister used to live?
Oh, for the last 35 years, she's just been doing light housekeeping.
Oh, just light housekeeping.
Yes, but she's giving it up.
Yes.
She got too lonely living in a lighthouse. Yes.
You mean for to say what your sister lived all alone for 35 years in a lighthouse, one of those places where the waves keeps coming up against and smashing against it all the time?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Wasn't that romantic?
Romantic?
Yes.
What's so romantic about it? Living in the middle of the ocean like that. I bet your sister never even had a chance to meet a man.
No, she didn't meet many men, but don't forget.
Yes.
A lighthouse is always surrounded by boys.
That's pretty clever. Lighthouse is surrounded by boys. You made that funny, didn't you? Tell me, lady, are you think that after all these years in a lighthouse, your sister will be able to live in a regular house?
Oh, I've got it all figured out how to make her feel right at home.
You have, huh?
Well, every night after she goes to sleep,
yes,
I'll blink a flashlight in her face and throw pails of water against the door.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice. Yes.
Oh, she's so excited about moving in with me.
Yes.
But I guess she kind of hates to leave her old place just the same.
I know exactly how she feels. I'm moving myself, you know. I'm moving my restaurant.
Really?
Yes.
Where are you moving?
I'm moving into that restaurant across the street.
You are?
Yes.
Well, isn't it going to be awfully crowded with both of you in there?
No. Now, you see, he's moving out. Say, after I get settled, I want you to come over and visit me and bring your sister with you.
Oh, thank you. I'd be glad to.
Yes,
I'll have my sister ride me down one day.
You do that. You have your sister ride you down. Your sister has a car?
No, but she has three of the loveliest rowboats you ever saw.
Oh.
Mr. Parker.
Oh, it's the real estate man. Well, when do I move in? Did you close the deal?
Well, not quite. He's a pretty stubborn cuss. Keeps saying no.
Huh?
I'm afraid we'll have to offer him a little more money. But I think $250 more will do the trick.
$250 more?
Mm-hmm.
That's $1,250. No, I don't think we're going to spend that much money.
Well, you can't change your mind now. I've already spent $300 of your money.
Yeah.
That's our expenses so far.
Wait a minute. You say you already spent $300 of my money for what?
Well, I wanted to get that man in a good mood.
Yes?
So I thought I'd spend a little money in his place. So I invited the 400 members of the Real Estate Association, and they all had lunch over there today as your guest.
My guest? You mean for to say what you took 400 people for lunch in that restaurant across the street with my money?
Yeah. You want me to build up that man's confidence, don't you?
Yeah, I want to build up his confidence, but I don't want to tear down my bankroll.
Oh, stop fretting about it.
I know,
but... The important thing is to get that place. Now, just let me have the $250 more, and let me do all the worrying.
Oh, my, well. Seeing what I'm stuck for so much money already, I guess what I got to go for the other $250. Okay, here's the check.
Thanks. I'm positive I'll be able to close the deal now. Well, see you later.
Yeah, see you later. Boy, now I know I'm on the wrong side of the street. Say, mister, you sell good carbon paper?
The very best, the very best.
Very best? You mean it's imported?
No, it's made in Walla Walla.
Yes?
Made in Walla Walla.
Walla Walla?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
What made you think it was imported? What made you think it was imported?
I don't know, the way you say everything twice, I thought maybe it came from Dublin or something. Well, you better give me two reams.
Two reams.
Yes. So, wait a minute. So you better make that 20 reams. You know, I forgot that I'm going for to move across the street, you see, and I'm going to do at least 10 times as much business over there as I do over here, you know.
That's 20 reams.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Well, goodbye.
Wait a minute. You said everything else twice. Why did you say goodbye three times?
I'm making an extra copy for the office.
Oh.
been out with my baby. Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey. Can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny. And I keep on knocking on wood. They'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. With the bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight. Knocking on wood, they'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my nails. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be?
Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing Steppin' Out With My Baby. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The security loan drive, now underway, aims at selling an ever-increasing amount of security bonds to the American public. These are the same bonds you knew as war bonds and then victory bonds. You still get $4 back for every $3 you invest. More for your money than you can get most anyplace else. The bonds are now called security bonds, and there's a good reason for that. America's security is your security. That's right. The more security bonds bought by you, the better off our government will be. And you'll be helping yourself at the same time. You'll be putting away money that will come in mighty handy in future years. Money to send your boy or girl through college, or to pay for that trip you've been meaning to take all these years, or to build that new house that right now appears pretty much out of your financial reach. Whatever use you put the money to, it's bound to come in handy. So buy all you can. Either buy them automatically through the payroll savings plan or through your local bank. Or if this isn't the easiest way for you, go to your post office or bank and buy these bonds as often as you can. But buy United States security bonds. Now back to Meet Me at Parkey.
My, if I told anybody but only two customers was been in this place all day long, they would never believe me. Yeah, that real estate man is be sure right. He's sure it's be the wrong side of the street. I bet with that restaurant over there be packed with customers right now. Well, anyway, I know where they had 400 people there to lunch with my money today because I paid for it. Oh, my. Look who's coming in now. It's be that faker, Orville Sharp. What is he?
Well, but ain't old friend, Mr. Parker Cactus.
Yes,
am I correct?
Yes. I knew what you was going to say, Mr. Sharp, and you are correct, yes.
Hey, I understand that you're moving into that restaurant across the street now. Have I got the right information?
Information?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you got the right information, yes. You see, I decided for to move there because I just found out all the time that I've been on the wrong side of the street.
Yeah, well, any imbecile knows that. Yeah. Why don't you ask me?
Yes. You say what, you knew what this was the wrong side of the street?
Why, sure I did. No, that's years ago. Everybody knows that. In fact, it is so bad that my organization won't allow none of our members to work on this side of the street.
Your organization?
Yeah.
Well, what organization is that what you belong to? What is
this? This is the PPG&C.
Oh, the PPG&C.
Yes.
What does that stand for, PPG&C? What is that?
pickpockets, panhandlers, grafters, and chiselers.
Look, Mr. Sharp, if I was you, I wouldn't go around bragging but I belong to such an organization, huh? You'd be ashamed of yourself. I mean, it would be much better if you went out and you got a legitimate job somewhere.
Nah, don't you worry about me, brother. Yes. I am working on an idea right now, and if it goes through, I will have enough money for the rest of my life.
And what kind of an idea are you working on?
This is a tremendous labor-saving device.
What kind of a labor-saving device?
A rich old lady.
You see, that's just what I mean. You're only thinking how you could make money without you don't work for it.
No, you get me all wrong, Mr. Packy Cackers. Yeah. You see, I am in a legitimate racket.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. I'm in the publicity business now, you know.
Publicity?
Oh, yeah. Just as soon as you move into that new place across the street,
yes,
you are going to want the whole world to know about it, ain't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just the guy who can help you with a lot of publicity.
See, you know something? You're right.
Sure.
Yeah, when I move in that new place, I should have a lot of publicity. God. You know, I never did no advertising at all when I was over here. I guess what I was, what you might call a little backwards, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll say it was backwards.
Yes.
Just remember that old saying.
What's that?
You shouldn't hide your light behind a bustle.
Well, I wasn't that far backwards. I...
Yes, sir, I've been thinking about you all the way up here, and I've been trying to figure out for you a very big publicity campaign.
A campaign?
Yeah. And you are a very fortunate man to get hold of a guy like me, because even if I say so myself, brother, I have got some of the most mediocre ideas that you ever heard.
What kind of ideas publicity you got for me? What is it?
All right, I'll tell you. Now,
yes?
Now the first thing we got to do, see, we got to get your name in all the papers. And the way we do that, see,
yes,
got to get some romance into your life.
Romance?
Mm-hmm. I am going to get you tied up in some big love affair, see, something sensational.
What?
Oh, brother, we are really going to get you involved with a few members of the opposite female sex.
You are going to get me involved?
Yes, sir.
With a few members of the opposite female sex.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
You see, the people is always interested in reading about love. See? All the world loves a lover.
Yes.
Now, all we got to do now is to find a girl for you who is very glamorous.
Glamorous?
Yeah. Then we play up your love affair as one of the greatest romances in history, see?
Yes.
We compare it to, Romeo and Juliet.
Yes. Juliet?
Yep.
Mr. Sharp, look.
What?
You mean Juliet.
Juliet?
Yes.
No. Juliet's a prison in Illinois. Just happens to know the place well.
Well, look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think that I want any of that kind of publicity.
All right. Just wait a minute. I just got a terrific idea.
Oh, yes.
Burnett, this idea, this is going to be as big as the atom bomb.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah, incidentally, you know, I handle the publicity for that.
You handle the publicity for the atom bomb?
Oh, yeah. They made me drop it.
Oh. Tell me, what's your idea?
Well, now, in order to get you on the front page, we've got to do something different with you, don't we?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, I got it.
What is it?
You have heard of people being boiled in oil.
Yes.
You have also heard of people being frozen in ice.
Frozen in ice?
Yes, yeah. Brother, I got an idea that'll be the sensation of the century.
What is it?
They're going to dehydrate you.
Dehydrate me?
Yes, sir. Where's the nearest hydrant?
No. Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't want to be dehydrated.
All right. Let me think. Hey, wait. Here's an idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cost you $500, but it's worth it.
$500, what is it?
Uh-huh. Here's the idea.
Yes.
On a day that you open up, see, I have the Ocean Park Ballet Company. They come down here, they perform on a sidewalk outside of your new restaurant. I get you.
Yes.
There's 150 people who are all dressed up in their ballet costumes, see? They're dancing, they're leaping all over the place. They're doing all kind of ballet stuff, see? They're entertaining the mobs inside and outside your restaurant, see?
What kind of publicity?
Let me finish. Right in the middle of the dance, see, the leader of the ballet pulls out his whistle. He gives three sharp blasts.
He gives three blasts on his whistle?
And then right after that, see, the 150 ballet dancers, they give one big leap up in the air.
Yes.
And then with their arms and their legs, they spell out, "Welcome, Mr. Pack-Your-Cat."
No, I don't think I want people throwing my name around like that. Besides, I don't want to spend no $500.
All right. Well, what's it wait for you to have an opening day celebrational show? There's a lot of life, a lot of action around your place.
Well, I didn't figure I got to have a lot of people making noise at all. But if I got to have it, maybe I could spend $3-4. That's all.
What is that? You want a big celebration for $4?
Yes.
You mean to say that you really expect me to provide a lot of people to come over here and make a lot of noise for $4?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll take the $4.
Wait a minute. How many people is going to make noise for that?
How many people?
Yes.
Don't be ridiculous. $4, the only noise I can give you is a guy with a cold.
Huh?
Comes over here, stands outside your restaurant, sneezes twice, and goes home. Goodbye, Mr. Padgett.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Shaw. That'd be a good one. 400 people jumping in the air, spelling out, welcome, Mr. Pachacaca. But he's right, I should hire a publicity. Oh, here comes the real estate man. Well, did you have any luck?
Yes, sir, your deal is all signed, sealed, and delivered.
Oh, why? Look, he couldn't back out of it now, could
he? Not a chance. You both signed the lease, and it's your place. Yes, sir, you can move in the first of next month.
Well, I say that's really wonderful.
That extra $250 is what did it. Yes, sir, he's moving out the 30th.
Moving out the 30th, huh?
Yep.
What do you know? Say, look. Look, not only now will I be on the right side of the street, but I'll also be getting rid of a competitor, like I told you before.
Well, you won't exactly be getting rid of a competitor.
Well, I wouldn't. But you said he's going to move out there, and there's going to be another empty store in this whole street.
There isn't now, but there will be when you move out.
Huh? Wait a minute. You mean for to say what the man across the street is going for to move his restaurant over to this place?
Yeah. And he's certainly glad to get the location, too.
He is. Why?
Because his business is so bad over there.
His business is bad?
Well, why wouldn't it be? He's on the wrong side of the street.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Pocky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Harry Zimmerman, and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of Fun Pictures. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Parker Carcass and Howard Harris. This is Art Gilmore saying good night. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for It's a Living, which follows over many of these stations in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.